Mabuhay! Welcome to Araling World Podcast. I'm your host, Albine Bodo. This episode will help you build your Tagalog vocabulary, improve your Tagalog pronunciation, or learn Tagalog simple sentence construction. Review, or I would like some review of your Tagalog, Miranda. Are you ready to give me or to start reviewing past lessons or specifically vocabulary on Tagalog?
That's fine.
Okay, give me a Tagalog words for of your body parts.
Braso.
Yeah, okay, braso. What else? Give me more.
Bibig.
Oh, good. Oo. Yeah. Tama. Oo.
I'm trying to think of something else. Ilong.
Okay.
Uh-oh. I don't know the word for fingers.
Huh? What's that?
I know it, but it's somewhere in my head. Scrambled. Hand. I don't know that one either. I'm trying to think.
You don't know? Kamay, okay.
Kamay.
Kamay. Okay. Oh, if you remember the song, mag-exercise tayo.
Mm-hmm. Tayo, yes.
Yeah. It's mentioned. Kamay, braso, kamay. Okay, what else?
I can't really think of anything else so far.
Okay, next. If you don't, if you miss some of our Tagalog words, how about animals in Tagalog?
I don't remember any animals.
You don't remember?
I think I know chicken. Chicken, fish, and some other ones. It's in my head, but I don't know. It pop up at certain times. I don't know the word.
Okay.
I don't know the word, but it's like.
I push you. Push, Brandon. Push. I told you a little bit of everything. Okay. So,
yeah.
Animals. Do you remember manok? Isda?
Mm-hmm.
Kambing?
Yes.
Baka, mm-hmm. Do you know those words? Baka?
Yes, I do.
What is baka?
Baka. Okay. Is that chicken?
No, chicken, manok.
No? Manok, okay.
Manok, chicken.
Or it may be fish then?
Is that manok, ano pa, baka, baboy, kambing, what else, those are animals, do you know, is that manok, baka.
Baka.
Baboy.
Kambing.
Okay. So I'll tell it in English. I'll make it faster. Fish, chicken, cow or beef, pork or pig. Kambing is a goat. Remember, goat, kambing. Ahas, do you remember ahas?
Ahas? I'm not sure. It's one word I do remember, I think.
What?
I think it's ibao or ikabao. It means owl or bird.
Ibon.
Ebon.
Ebon.
I'm sorry.
Ebon. And then Ahas. Ahas is snake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Those are animals, Brandon. What else do you remember? Tell me. Tagalog.
I remember numbers.
Numbers. Do you remember numbers?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you count?
Can you count for me?
Yeah. Please count.
Yeah. Awala, isa, dalawa, tatlo, apat, lima, pito, walo, siyam, siyampu. Why is it here?
You miss something after up, after lima. Apat, lima, what's next?
No, it's anim. Oh. Six. I'm sorry.
Apat, lima, anim, what's next?
It's Wait one second. Is it Ding? Isa? If I'm not mistaken, Ding?
Dalawa.
It's Darling. Darling. That's what it is. Darling. Darling. Isa. No, that's wrong. No.
Oh, you're already in the tent. Tent like. 11, labing isa.
Labing, that's what it is. Labing isa, labing dalawa, labing tatlo, labing apat, labing. Lima, labing anim. Number 7, I believe, or number 8 is labim with the M. Is that 7 or 8? 17 or 18. Is 17?
Labing pito.
Oh, it's labim pito. Okay. All right. So it's labim, walo wab, labim pito, labim sham, and, dalawang pu.
Okay. Oh, wait. You're confused. Are you confused? I think... 16, labing anim. 17, uh-huh. Labing pito. 17, labing pito.
18.
Oh,
17.
We
got the M in it.
That's why I.
Did 7, okay.
17, labing pito.
Labing, and then walo.
Labing walo. Labing siya.
Okay, understood.
Dalawang po. Okay. Okay, continue with numbers later. How about places? What are Tagalog places that you remember?
Tagalog places, Bangko.
Bangko. What else?
I forgot the word for house.
Okay, what is that?
No, it's not.
Okay, what else?
Is buho?
Bahay. Bahay.
Bahay. Okay.
What
bahay.
Else?
I'm just trying to think of more places or whatever. I can't think of any more places besides those two.
Places.
So just that one. I didn't get the house right.
It's all right now. You got 3. What else? How about phenomena and nature? Phenomena or weather, what do you remember? Natural phenomenon. For example, rain in Tagalog.
I don't know how to say rain in Tagalog.
Okay.
Kulok.
Do you know these words? Okay, repeat after
me. I don't
know
what they mean.
Repeat after me. Ulan.
Ulan.
Ulap.
Ulap.
Langit.
Langit.
Kulog.
Kulog.
Bagyo.
Bagyo.
Okay, I'll tell this in English. First word, rain, cloud, sky, thunder, typhoon.
The last one, how do you say it in Tagalog?
Baguio. Baguio.
Baguio.
Typhoon. Baguio. Okay. And more. There should be more. Okay. Araw. Do you remember araw?
Yes, day.
Day or sun?
Yes, sun. I'm sorry. Araw.
Okay.
Sun. Yes. It stands for day, but yeah, I understand now.
Okay. How about tools that you remember in Tagalog? Tools.
Tools. I don't remember any tools at all.
Okay, I challenge you. Write down some tools.
I don't know if a car tools you.
Next category would be vehicles. This time, vehicles.
Oh, it's not. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
Of course, coche is a tool, but let's say it's a vehicle. What? Coche is a vehicle. What else? What else?
I'm trying to think of tools. I can't think of any tools right now.
Now, tools later. It's your homework. Write down tools in Tagalog or write it in English, and then I'll help you say it in Tagalog. Okay? Now, repeat after me, Brandon. Okay. Coche.
Coche.
Tren.
Tren.
Aeroplano.
Aeroplano.
Barco.
Barco.
Okay, train is train. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Coche is car or automobile.
Okay.
Aeroplano.
What's the root for coche? What is the root? I want to say root word for it. Like, what is the. It's car. Do it just mean vehicle or it just mean. It's an automobile, so a truck can be a coche as well.
No, truck is just a truck, borrowed word from English, I would say.
Oh, okay. Because I was saying that truck is an automobile, you know.
Coche is.
Okay,
or car is automobile, right? Car, coche. Coche. Mm. Or people also say auto for coche. Auto. It's from the word automobile. Auto.
Auto.
Yeah. Train for train, aeroplano, airplane, barco, boat or ship. Ship. All right, Brandon. Boat. Truck for truck. Pickup truck.
Mm-hmm.
Truck.
Yeah.
Bus. Mm-hmm. Bus. Of course, you know, jeep. We say jeep. We spell this way, jeep, and then the other one is tricycle, Brandon, jeep.
Wait, so jeep, which we spell it D-E-E-P,
D-Y-I-P, jeep. We don't say J-E-E, because Jeep is a brand. Yeah. Okay. Or also Tagalog English, like Filipinos have English version of words, right? When we say jeepney, jeepney, the public transportation in the Philippines, jeepney. But it's not the same as the brand here that's Jeep.
You guys to say Jeepney.
Jeepney, if you're speaking.
I was going to say, yeah, just say G. Huh? A J. It was like a
Jeep, yeah, jeepney. If you are speaking in English, like, and you're referring, you're describing events in the Philippines, and your language is English, we say jeepney, referring to the Tagalog, which is jeep. This spelling, Brandon, jeep, D Y I P, jeep. Did you see this?
Mm-hmm.
Understood. Okay, thank you. Okay, I remember these words, Brandon. That's just part of the review, Brandon, okay? Now, before we proceed, no more. Don't you have any question? Wala. Wala.
Wala.
Please say wala.
Wala.
Do you have any question? Wala. Wala po.
No question.
Will you say wala po?
Wala, nothing. Wala po?
Wala po. When you mean like you're speaking to elderly people or to officials, to officer, wala po. Po. Wala po.
Wala po.
Oh, wala po. Do you have question, Brandon?
I do have a question. How do you say no thank you?
No thank you. Wait, no, thank you. What, do you want coffee? No, thank you, right?
Yeah.
Do you want coffee? Hindi, salamat. Hindi, salamat.
Hindi, salamat.
Hindi, no, hindi, salamat. No,
thank
you.
That's all you say, hindi, salamat.
Uh-oh, right, hindi. Do you, gusto mo ng kape? Gusto. Gusto means want. Gusto mo ng kape? The answer is hindi. Salamat. Or is hindi salamat na lang. Is it readable?
Yeah, I can read it.
Hindi salamat. Gusto mo ng kape? What's your answer? Glad you stuck with us. This is Still Albine, but me and our today's guest will be back promptly. Hey, I wish to know if you're benefiting from my show. I ask for your monetary support. Read the podcast description and click the Support This Podcast link. Be a supporter by sending me some money every month. That way, you help me sustain the creation of educational content like this.
Gusto mo ng
kape? I'm asking you. Gusto mo ng kape? What's your answer?
Hindi salamat.
Hindi. You have to pause. Hindi salamat.
Oh, so no, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I agree with
you. You have to put hindi salamat. Oh, okay.
Hindi salamat.
Again.
Salamat.
Again, okay. Let me ask you, Brandon, and then answer me in Tagalog. Gusto mo ng kape, Brandon?
Hindi salamat.
Okay. You can also say it with respect. Use po. Hindi po.
So, hindi po.
Hindi po. Salamat. Or hindi. Salamat po. Either. You can.
Either one. Okay.
Hindi. Salamat po. Or you can say hindi po. Salamat.
Hindi po. Salamat.
Okay. Good.
Hindi po. Salamat.
Ayos. Okay. Let's proceed. Repeat after me. Magulang.
Magulang.
Tatay.
Tatay.
Nanay.
Nanay.
Kapatid.
Kapatid.
Panganay.
Panganay.
Bunso.
Bunso.
Kuya.
Kuya.
Ate.
Kuya. Ate.
Anak.
Anak.
Lolo.
Lolo.
Lola.
Lola.
Tio.
Tío.
Tía.
Tía.
Apo.
Apo.
Pamangkin.
Pamangkin.
Okay, those are immediate family members, Brandon. Now, there's translation. Okay, I don't need to say it. You know already. There's the translation on the second column. Do you have some questions here?
No.
What are the words that you already know before this session?
We went over this before, chapati,
Yeah.
chai, nanai, tata, tata, you know what I mean, father. Anganai, anak, lola, lolo, and at the last one,
Pamangkin.
Pamangkin.
Pamangkin. Okay, all these people are present in your family, is still existing. All these people are is existing in your family. Meron.
You asking a question?
Are all yeah, I am asking you. All these people are all these people is still existing in your part of in your family?
Oh
No? Not all?
no.
Which one is not?
Lola, Lolo, Lola, Ninai,
Okay.
Nanai, yeah, basically that's it. So, Nana, my Nanai, how do you say my in Tagalog?
Maiko, nanaiko.
Okay, Nanai ko, Lola ko, Lolo ko, Alo,
Oh, okay,
that's
I'm
it.
sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. So that means you have pamangkin. You have pamangkin.
Opo.
Meron. You say meron.
Ma meron.
Okay. And who is panganay in your family? Is it different?
Ko.
Ako, ako, me, ako.
Ako.
Oh, okay, ako.
Ako.
And who is Bunso in your family?
Unso, I have a brother, Justin. He's the last. Yeah, he's the youngest.
Your little brother or baby brother?
Justin,
Okay. Okay, now let's proceed, Brandon. Extended family member. Repeat after me. Manugang,
Manugan.
Bienan,
Bianan.
Bayaw,
Bayaw.
Bilas,
Ila.
Pinsan,
Pinsan.
Kamag-anak.
Kamak anak.
Okay, Brandon. Okay, there's also translation on the second column, Brandon. Are you going to be a manugang eventually, Brandon? Are you going to be a manugang eventually, Brandon?
Opo, opo.
Opo, okay. That means you are going to be a son-in-law, right? Eventually. Brandon, have you talked to your future Bianan? Opo, okay. You have talked to your future Bianan. Okay, now Brandon here, Bayaw. There's no literal translation with Bayaw in English. Other is brother-in-law and sister-in-law. Okay.
Yeah.
And also it applies to both gender. You notice that manugang also biyanan, both gender, regardless of gender. This time, this one, bilas, there's no direct translation to bilas in English. Do you think? Can you? I wrote it said, relationship between spouses of siblings.
It's a relationship. I don't understand.
You don't understand. Okay. So, Brandon, you have you have sibling, right? Brandon is one. And what's the name of the other sibling?
Yes. Armani and Justin.
Justin?
Yeah.
Is Justin married?
And Armani is the other one.
Manny?
Yeah.
Who among them are married already?
None of them. What? No. My youngest brother just got married.
Okay, Justin is married.
Yeah, Justin is married.
Married. Yeah. And then, hypothetical, Brandon is married, right? Hypothetical.
Mm-hmm.
Now, what is the name of Justin's wife?
My sister-in-law?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, what's her name?
Yeah, name. Justin's. Yeah, your sister-in-law. Justin's wife.
Oh, Victoria.
Victoria. Victoria is a sister-in-law. Now, for hypothetically, Brandon is married. What is the name of your wife, Brandon?
Ruby.
Ruby. Now, Ruby and Victoria are bilas. Yeah, there is that's a term, relationship.
Okay, they got a name for it. Tough is no name for it.
Yeah.
It's a dead person.
Yeah. We have name for that. We have one term, bilas. Cultural difference, right?
Bilas. Okay, I understand it now.
Yeah, so it's when you're married eventually, so, and Ruby and Victoria gather together, so they have like relationship among each other. That's bilas. Is it not cool?
It's cool.
Ayos, okay. And then pinsan, eh? Can you name a few of your pinsan, Brandon?
Oh, Ryan, Kendall, Nick, Kobe, what else? Nicole.
Okay.
Angelique.
Lots of them. Okay, so remember. Just remember those terms, and then when you remember them, you visualize the people on those relationships. Mm-hmm. Okay, with you. Now, let's proceed to the next group of people in the community. Brandon, repeat after me. Kaibigan.
Kaibigan.
Kapitbahay.
Kapitbahay.
Kababata.
Kababata.
Ninong.
Ninong.
Ninang.
Ninang.
Inaanak.
Inaanak.
Okay. Brandon, so you are reading the meaning or the translation on the second column, right? Do you have some questions here in these words?
Kapit bahay, neighbor.
Yeah.
What does kapit mean?
Kapit? Oh, it's right. Kapit. Kapit literally means grip. When I'm holding this pen, kapit. I'm holding on this kapit. Literally, And then bahay means house. So it looks like your house and the other's house are adjacent, so kapitbahay.
Oh,
No, they are
I
attached to each other, kapitbahay.
understood. That's
No,
why I said neighbor. Understood.
yeah, neighbor.
Just so I want to know what that could mean. Okay.
Yeah, so visualize that concept or.
Well, we're neighbor then, because it's like there. Why is not the nang bahay?
Kapit ng bahay is o is this time is another group which is compound word. Like in English, there are compound words like flag pole, pole of the flag, flag pole. So it's a
Understand.
compound word. So this time, kapit bahay is a compound word.
Okay, so you don't need a ng
Yeah, you don't
or
need
anything there.
ng if there is a compound word. And also
Understood. Understood.
there's dash kapit dash bahay.
Okay.
Yeah, compound
Makes sense.
word. Makes sense. You have good observation. That's admirable.
I was trying something. It was like a little thing I was doing. And it was a thing I went through when I first started trying to learn Tagalog, and I went through it again. And I found that I can say a lot of the words in Tagalog much more clear than I thought. You know what I mean? Like it was as if my, I wouldn't say my vocabulary necessarily, but it's like the patterns of words and the form of words, how Filipinos would say, I'm starting to get more used to them. It's not hard to say things that were so hard for me to say like a month ago, like while I was struggling. And I was like, man, why didn't make a word like this? And I was like, oh, man, it's nothing. You know what I mean? Now it got a lot easier. So
And looks
just
like
saying a phrase or words.
it looks like it's making more sense to you now.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's
Especially
making
when
more.
the patterns, yeah.
Nice. Yeah, nice to hear that. I'm happy for you. Yes, just proceed, keep going, continue. Just continue. And yeah, it takes repetition. You just have to repeat them so you get used to it. Tama ba, Brandon? Tama ba, Brandon? Do you get my Tagalog? Okay, new phrases for you here. Tama ba,
What is
Brandon?
Tanaba?
Tama ba,
Tama.
Brandon? Tama means correct or right. Is that right, Brandon?
Oh,
Yeah, and my next lesson, not today, we are running out of time. My next lesson, I'm going to bring to teach you the use of ba.
okay.
Next lesson. So tama, correct or right? Is that right, Brandon? Tama ba, Brandon? Okay, yeah. So what is
Okay.
your answer? Tama ba, Brandon? What is the answer in Tagalog?
Oh,
Oo or opo.
tama ba? Tama,
Is that right?
tama, or
Oo,
what does
tama.
tama mean?
Tama, right or correct? Right or correct?
What about ba? What does it mean?
Later I'm going to teach you about ba. It's
Oh,
just a
okay. So,
particle.
okay.
Yeah,
And where I say
tama.
opo, I
Oo.
understand.
Right. Huh? Brandon, and then later I'm going to teach you what is tama. In other words, it is a particle that is said when you are asking question. It's an
Okay.
indicative of a question. It indicates that it's somebody is asking a question. Ba, ba.
Understood. I agree.
Yeah. Tama, right or correct? Is that correct, Brandon? Tama ba, Brandon?
Understood. That's what I'm saying. Okay. Awful.
You will. Tama ba, teacher? Tama po ba,
Oh,
teacher? You say that.
tama.
Tama po ba, teacher? And to make it
Tama po
more,
ba, teacher?
tama po.
Tama po ba, teacher?
Tama po ba, teacher? Yeah, if you want to Yeah. Teacher, is that right? Is this right? Teacher, is this right? Tama po ba, teacher? You are getting the attention of the teacher.
What is po?
Po is a particle to indicate that you are polite or you're giving respect to the other person.
Because it's a teacher, it's an elder. Okay,
it's
an elder, it's a more older person. Honestly.
Okay. What is the opposite of tama? The opposite of tama is mali. Here. Mali. Wrong. Improper. Okay. Mali. Right or wrong? Tama or mali? Brandon, good? Right or correct?
Tama, mali.
Or may say proper, right? Is my English okay when I say proper, improper?
Yes.
Tama. Remember, tama. Tama ba, Brandon? Mali ba, Brandon? Okay. Well, you know. Astig! That's one episode of our weekly coaching call. Thanks to the participants in this tutorial. If you wish to join us on a session like this, kindly see our schedule at aralinworld.com. And that's AralinWorld.com. AralinWorld.com. This has been Albine. Thanks for listening, and I'll be back soon with another Tagalog tutorial. Usap tayo!